I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line, Fitzy Stevens from WEEI in Boston, hosting the Six Rings podcast as well. And we're previewing Bills and Patriots. And hey, great to have you back on here on WBEN. This matchup between the Bills and Patriots, Pat's got the best of the Bills the first time around, but now we're just a month out from the playoffs. I mean, how excited are you to see how these two teams stack up against each other this close to when the games really matter?
Guys, thank you very much for having me back on again. It's always a pleasure talking about one of the great rivalries in football with Buffalo versus New England. I heard an ad coming out of commercial break before you guys came back on for Traffic and Weather Together about possibly getting into a career taking care of animals. And I thought it was actually going to be something about adopting a Bills fan, because I'm kind of concerned about the state of Bills Mafia this Sunday, considering that you guys came into the first matchup 4-0, all hopes and expectations for this being the Super Bowl season for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, especially in a down season for his most recent oppressor and rival, Patrick Mahomes. And out of nowhere, it looks like somebody cloned him and grew him in a lab in the form of Drake May. And of all things, Drake May would bring along somebody who used to be a best buddy and on-field ally for Josh Allen in the form of Steph, who had his best day just a couple weeks ago up in Orchard Park. I mean, it is such great theater. It is such great drama. It is such a torturous storyline. And I just wonder, given the ups and downs of the past month and a half, how Bills Mafia and Buffalo and Western New York at large is feeling right now.
You know what it reminds me of, honestly, and this is no shot at all the great Patriots fans who I'm sure you talk to every day, but I remember we used to listen to Patriots fans after a win, you know, in the Brady years, and everyone would be complaining. but everyone would be complaining all the time, and we'd be laughing about it. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you're winning. What is there to complain about? And I'm starting to feel a little bit of that here.
Yeah, well, I'd like to welcome you to a place we call Massachusetts and New England at large, where competitive sports are arguing over the dinner table, complaining about everything, and standing around and wondering when the weather's going to change, which you guys can probably relate to. And I understand you guys have had lake effect sadness in and out for the past 3.5 decades because, you know, no fan base deserves better, but hasn't been able to get it together like Buffalo. But yeah, it's amazing. It is truly amazing how no matter how good we had it, it was just never enough. And then even taking it away for a couple of years didn't provide the proper perspective, or at least so we thought at first. And then things really got messy after Belichick with Gerard Mayo. And in comes Mike Vrabel, a former New England Patriot, to cleanse the locker room, change the culture, and, you know, put together a terrific team along with Drake May, who has just ascended so rapidly. And look, personally, I get a kick out of listening to some Bills fans, mostly Jets fans and Dolphins fans, complaining like, it's not fair.
They only had to suffer for 4.5 seasons. I've been living in hell for 4.5 decades, and now New England's got a coach and a quarterback, and they're going to win again. It's not fair. I just think they've broken the model once again. I'm hoping now, finally, people around this way appreciate what they've got, because as you guys can firmly attest to, it's not supposed to work this way.
You know, Fitzy, it's been a long time since the AFC East had two elite quarterbacks. Doesn't Alan May sort of have that Kelly Marino feel to it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just minus Dan Marino's sweet Jerry curls. Yes, absolutely. It's got a great feel to it. Maybe Drake May should start selling Isotoner gloves and we can really get the retro vibes going again. But it does. But, you know, the comparisons people make between Josh Allen and Drake May, to some, don't align. You know, some people wonder if, Drake May isn't like, a Timu version of John Elway, or if he isn't this or that, or if he's not like Josh Allen. He's just kind of his own. He's kind of his own thing. I can see why people compare the two, and their rivalry is just developing. I still think the best one in the NFL. Josh Allen has the best rivalries. Allen versus Mahomes has been great now for 6-7 years and given us so many incredible games like last year and then the 13 seconds game and sadly Bass is wide right. Unfortunately, you guys have been on the short end of that stick a couple of times. And now last week in the snow, Burrow versus Allen was dynamite theater. You know, I'm sure Christian Benford never has to buy himself a plate of wings or a Labatt's Blue Ice anytime soon in the Buffalo area. These guys are now developing their own thing. And I think it's great. It's great for football. It's so good for football to have awesome quarterbacks that play each other twice a year. And, I know confidence is riding high around here, but, nationally, look, Buffalo's not a favorite by accident in this game on Sunday. The people that make the lines and know football better than the three of us combined kind of have a pretty good idea of what may go down on Sunday.
Well, I've been clinging on to this idea that, all right, New England, you guys are good, but the schedule, give me a break. Like, how good are you really? And it's almost, I feel like the Bills had a similar thing going on a few years ago where we didn't play anybody down the stretch heading into the playoffs, and then it kind of showed against Cincinnati that one game. I mean, how good are the Patriots versus how easy is the schedule?
Well, you can only play the team put in front of you by the AI-driven robots at 345 Park Avenue South, right? And the Patriots have beaten all comers, and just like Denver, who it seems like they're kind of on a collision course with in the postseason at one point, they've won 10 games in a row. Now, you can point to a lot of the paper Tigers, pretenders and non-contenders, like the Jets, like the Giants, like the Bengals and other teams that they've beaten along the way, and say, yeah, any one of us with 43 guys that have an arm tied behind their back probably could have beaten these teams. They feel more like UFL teams or Tulane and James Madison than they do real NFL contenders. But the Patriots have also beaten, the Week 5 game. That was a wake-up call for people that thought these Patriots were kind of like a glass menagerie. They went to Tampa and they beat the Bucs when the Bucs were obviously healthier and much better as well. So they're just, you know what they are? They're just good enough. And I think Mike Vrabel has known that since the summertime. And he's never going to tell you this team is perfect and they're a work in progress. But, they've got great minds between Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels, who is a name I'm sure probably forces a lot of people to spit out their beers and throw a quarter in the swear jar in the Western New York region, that are kind of like figuring out a way to get the most out of this team when they can.
Can't wait for Sunday. All right. Hey, Fitzy, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
It's going to be a dynamite game, you guys. Best of luck. And by that, I mean, I hope it's just only like a field goal loss.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens on Sunday. Thank you. Fitzy Stevens with WEEI in Boston.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.